On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, fetish makeup show and tell, Stacy's mom, bald eagles, just say no to cults, and to bless or not to bless.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
Is it show and tell this evening?
It is. It is. We had to restart this.
Well, I knew makeup stuff. I thought
Yes. It's a different makeup stuff. I wanted to show you this palette. I bought this palette because I thought this was...
Because nothing goes better with podcasts than showing people makeup.
Makeup. Yes, exactly.
Or describing makeup.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, you know what? We like to talk about what interests us. So, yes.
Well I see
and
the
this
outside
is,
of it.
This is a beautiful, like, faux patent leather palette with literally embroidered fetish on it.
It's about the size of a football, except flat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the makeup is.
Yes.
And it says fetish on it. Well, you chicks are just getting more and more just dirty, dirty girls.
Dirty, dirty girls. I thought you would love this, okay? And
fetish.
Fetish. This is from the brand Kat
Good.
Von D.
I'm all for Kat Von D.
She's the tattoo artist, very racy. And
she does the pinup photo
mm-hmm.
shoots, right?
Yes, and she has... splendid makeup, I've got to say. So when I saw this, it was like no-brainer. I was
anything
definitely buying it.
Anything that gets you girls more kinky, I'm all for it.
All right. Like, here are some of the names on this. I'm going to read them for you, okay?
This is in the
bright purple.
What do you call this whole, like, the word fetish is on there? Is it the fetish line?
Fetish palette.
The fetish palette.
It's a limited edition palette for Christmas.
Okay.
No, I'm not on advertising for them. I thought this was awesome, so I had to buy it.
Nothing
the bright purple.
Nothing goes with Jesus and Santa Claus like fetish
exactly.
makeup.
Exactly. Are you ever going to let me read the names? Or at least a couple of them? This is great.
All right.
One of them is called, all right, there is a black with glitter called Whip.
Whip?
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, around the mirror when you open this football
yeah, there's
up,
a, there's
a whip.
There's a whip. Yeah. Mm. Dominatrix.
Nice.
Submissive.
What color is a submissive?
It's like a pewter. It's okay. kind of a gold and silver mix.
What color is the dominatrix?
It's red with sparkle.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sparkle red.
There's one called Sex. It's an odd yellow color.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, La Petite Mort. I think that's when you strangle
kinds.
Someone to till they pass out and then like they work out. I don't know.
I never got into that one.
I never did either, but like, look at that. How cool and how
name
racy.
All,
like, this is legit raciness.
Name all of them as we'll talk about them as we go.
All right. Nylon.
Okay. Obviously.
Yeah. That's kind
that's
of
good.
Yeah. Kink.
Kink. That's kind of generic.
Blindfold.
That's getting into some kinkiness.
Deviant.
Deviant.
Whip.
Whip's good.
Suspension.
Wow, this is some,
now
we're getting in there.
I know, rope.
Okay, that's easy.
Sex.
Ah, that's too generic.
Yeah, latex.
Okay.
Obsession.
Okay.
Chastity.
Okay. Now that's pretty specific.
That's specific, and it's a gold. It's a glitter gold.
Ooh. That's a kink, and yeah, okay.
Sabari. That's like the rope bondage, the Japanese, the fancy where they tie them up to.
Oh, yeah.
It's very involved.
Yeah.
Corset.
Corsets are sexy. That's good.
Uh-huh.
And
cuffs.
Fetishy. Cuffs.
La Petite Mort.
And what's that again? That's the breath play?
Yeah, the breath play.
It's what the NXS dude died of and other people?
Yeah, I think. I think a lot of people have died of that.
Maybe there's something to it, but I don't know.
I know. That's like one of those. It's like, that's a limit for me. No.
And that's a lot of commitment to your fetish to do that.
I know. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Rubber?
They have latex. They
yeah,
got rubber
latex,
too, also.
Rubber,
okay.
Yeah. Fixation?
Fixation. What's that? I mean, I know what being fixated on something, but what does that have to do with fetish?
You know what? I think they just needed another name for a plain color here. It's a, it's just the transition shade. It's the only like totally neutral. Yeah. That okay. was just like, huh, one more.
Okay.
We can't use body parts, you know? All right. Naughty. Yeah, that's another one that's not that
pretty generic.
Yeah, that's pretty generic. S&M. S&M.
Okay.
Stiletto.
Okay, yeah, I can, yeah.
Dominatrix.
Now that's a specific word.
Yeah. But that is also...
It's more mainstream now.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's what I'm trying to pick up from this, is why I'm letting you to read it. Like,
yeah.
They do a good job in this, kind of like the hustler stores and the sex shops where... You go in the front, and there's some lingerie and some birthday cards and some bullshit. And then the further back you go, then you get into the...
The kinky stuff.
Yeah, then you get into the dildos and the mage and the really...
Yeah, yeah. So, the last two on there are bondage and safe word.
Bondage and safe word. Okay.
So, yeah.
They've done a good job with that.
They have, and it's a beautiful palette, and I... have always enjoyed Kat Von D, like the formula and stuff. So
that's great.
I know I'm going to enjoy this. It's a little dark.
Well, it is fetish.
Yeah. It's a little dark for like right now. I think you probably start wearing it when it starts getting colder and sweater weather. So I'm like,
a little sweater weather.
Yeah.
Sweater weather.
I'm getting braver wearing more makeup.
Yeah, you watch all those videos. You do great with it.
I know. I just have this hang up that, like, I don't know. I was not allowed to wear much makeup when I was younger, and I had to blend it in so it didn't look like I had any on. So I still
rub it in
their
face now.
Now I look like a hoochie mama.
Exactly. Now use your football fetish palette of colors. And
the other thing that I got this week, which was awesome, and in case I drop my fetish palette on my dang hard floor in the bathroom.
And Kat Von D owes us for the advertisement, by the way.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to hook us up, though.
So. She can get us a free football palette.
Too late. I already bought it. But I saw a video, speaking of YouTube, okay. I saw a video on YouTube of a review of this on, a channel, and they just totally got the kit and busted up makeup and put it back together. It's called Fixie, F-I-X-Y, Makeup Repair Kit. And I am always breaking makeup, and then I'm heartbroken about it.
Yeah.
And this little sucker lets you repress it, you know, just...
How do you break makeup?
You drop it.
And the little, like, the container shatters?
The powder itself will bust, like, it'll break.
Yeah.
And then be busted and go all over the place. And the more sparkly the shadow is, the more likely it is to bust.
Hmm.
They seem to like.
So what's this thing do?
This lets you put them back together. It's even got like a little, like a spray,
like a little press or something.
Yes, it's a press, and it puts it all back together. You get this little box, and it's so neat. And there's a spray that has no goofiness. I think there's some other products going around. This is like very no nonsense. There's no fragrance or anything like this. This is just isopropyl alcohol and cyclomethicone, like nothing else. No fragrance, no essential oils, no goofiness that'll mess
so
your makeup.
So you spray that on the fragmented thing?
Yes. And then you press it into one of these little pans. Doo-doo-doo. They send you pans.
Sweet. I can use that for my soap when it gets down to the end. I'll just press out my soap bars.
You could if I let you have my Fixie. But like, it all comes, it's so well thought out. Like, it has the little pans fit into a well.
Yeah.
And then there's a foam hickey that presses it just right. I mean, it's the only downfall. The only thing I can complain about at all.
Yeah.
You have to wash it. Like, because it gets all the makeup and stuff all over it. This, and it really,
Well, that makes sense.
It sticks to it. Like, that's, and it's not the product's fault at all. And I mean, here, there's a little sieve that lets you bust it all up and push it through and make sure you get it, you know, back together.
There are so many ideas out there.
And this is one of them. This is just a brilliant.
This looks like something that would have been on, like, Shark Tank.
No kidding. Like, a female engineer put this together. I have no doubt in my mind that a woman's, that broke makeup one time too many and was like, damn it, I know how to fix this problem, designed this. I love this product.
Well, that's that's great. Fixie.
Yep. I watched a YouTube video on it. I can't think of the it's like Beauty News or something like that. We'll put a link in our show notes.
They
show you exactly how they used it. And I think their complaint was the same as mine. It's like, darn, you know, the eyeshadow, you get it all over everything because, you know, you're kind of working in the powder. But, yeah, it's a neat little gizmo. Oh, yeah. I was really I played all evening and repaired all kinds of eyeshadows. I used just the spray and my thumb to press a couple of square pans that I had that weren't busted too bad, but they were just moving around.
Yeah.
Because they were a little bit older, worked great.
Oh, well, I'm sure our listeners can look up Fixie, Fixy. Can't be very many Fixies out there. Fixie makeup repair kit.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
That's cool.
Put that in. Okay, I'll write the show notes. So I'll put that in there.
Yeah, you put it in there if you want.
So that was my goofiness for this week. What have you been into?
Well. Thought you were going to talk about Stacy's mom.
Oh, you want me to talk about Stacy's mom? Yes.
So you had a story.
Stacy's mom.
You went over to a friend's house, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Few of us went over and we were hanging out.
A little girl, what was it? Making glass
stuff. Well, it was a girl powwow and I don't know, we're at that age where you almost need an excuse, like, to make something as a group to get together.
Right.
Like, it's almost like a crafting circle now.
Exactly.
Like, we're either going to summons the devil or we're going to make glass flowers and put them in the yard. So
modern version of a sewing circle.
Yeah.
It's always been. Maybe it's always been something about girls and a group.
Maybe. I mean, it's hilarious.
You got to be sewing, like, you'll be making
something.
When did
we start doing this? Like, we're going to make lotion bars here soon. So.
Wow. Well, you know what? At least you're being productive. Guys get together. We just drink and make fun of each other.
So. Oh, no, we like to make things and make fun of each other. But we're doing this. Some Stacy's friends from work showed up. And we're taking kids to pick pumpkins. Okay. So we're on the porch, you know, putting flowers together. And here comes Stacy's mom. And another friend of mine, Sally, just got a new car.
Okay.
And Stacy's mom's talking about, you know, oh, I saw your car. Oh, it's the black one. And then she immediately goes into, like, it's going to be really hard to keep that clean. A long time ago, back in 1968, when I was a teacher, that was when they did the desegregation. She goes immediately into the story.
From a black car.
From a black car.
From the car's black.
Like there's no, like breath in between it or anything like that. Nobody said anything. Nobody derailed this conversation. It went, ooh, it's a pretty black car. It's going to be hard to keep clean. Back in 1968, when I was a teacher, I had these black kids. They keep touching you. They touch you, and I used
Lord.
To hate that. And she just keeps talking. And Sally and I are kind of like giving each other a little bit of side eye here. Like, what the hell? Like, do you even encourage this? Like, at this point, we're both uncomfortable. Like, I'm just,
you know,
but it's an old person who has recently been hospitalized.
That's one of those situations where you're on their turf.
Yeah.
You're at Stacy's house and it's Stacy's mom.
Yes.
You just have to sit and take it at that point.
Absolutely.
I know there's people like, you should call that out. No. There's times you just keep your mouth shut. File it back in the back of your mind.
But right? She's talking about these. She taught ninth graders, and she didn't like the boys because they knew that she didn't like them, and she didn't ever want to be touched.
They're like black people.
And her story was, it's just like a black car. It's beautiful and shiny and perfect when it's clean, but if it's dirty, it's just the dirtiest thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
And then she walks off, and we're like,
wow.
We're living fuck. What just happened? Like we're both like.
How old is she? 70, 80?
75 plus.
Oh, yeah, she'll be dead soon.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Yeah. I mean, and she's actually recently had a major hospital stay. So I'm kind of, like, that was one of those things. And it was like, we're kind of looking at each other. And then, like, we don't even say anything because here comes people back with, you know, pumpkins. And we're like, okay, let's just let this, like, you know, moment pass. And then when I was helping Sally carry everything to the trunk of her car, we're checking out her new car. Like, we get behind the car, put stuff in the car, and bust out giggling. And it was just like, oh my God, that was so weird.
Well, gave you a story. And thank God these old people that are like that. Thank God they're so old, they're going to die soon. I don't know how else to say it. I'm tired of people like this.
No kidding. And can you imagine being a teacher and being so racist?
No.
That your students know you're racist.
Yeah, I don't. Yes, it's awful.
How does that feel to those students? Oh, get up here. Get up here, baby.
Well, and that's why, tell who you're talking to.
I'm sorry. Here comes Chairman Meow.
She's eyeballing the back of.
Yes, I'm not allowed to ever sit in this chair for very long. I've looked. I can't find a oversized office chair with room for my pet.
Catch your back support back there.
No.
Like, instead of a lumbar roll, you have a lumbar
feline
cat.
Roll.
Yeah, feline roll. What you have. Yep.
This is where she wants to be.
But anyway, these old people, it just, A, no filter, and B, just so, you just have to remind yourself, or I do, that, see, that's why, and I don't want to go off on a giant tangent here, because I know you lately have been more upset than me, but that's why I think things are going okay, because I know it used to be that way, and it's still, there's racism, and it's still out there. But people like this person, they're not as many.
Are sincerely.
Thank God.
Hope not. Because that hurts to listen to. Ah, it really does.
It does.
It does. It takes a piece of you to listen to that and not say something. And I mean, I'm thinking, how awful to be one of your students.
I know. And, yeah. Well, what a weird story.
It was.
Well, screw that old lady and her racist dumbass.
I know.
Who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah. It's just layers and layers of crazy. But, you know, it for a moment, though, it was kind of like, it's not just mine.
Oh, I know.
We just have to giggle and laugh sometimes. So, yeah, Stacey's mom.
Yeah, not good.
It's racist.
and Stacy is much. She's not like that in the least bit.
No,
you know, I have a dad.
Her husband is from the Dominican Republic.
Can you imagine what her mom must think of that?
Oh, that's why it took forever for them to get married and him to move here. I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Now that I had that experience, and that's what Sally and I were kind of like.
It had to be part of it. Yeah. I mean, it couldn't be good.
No. I can't imagine.
We saw some eagles today.
We saw nature splendor at its finest, didn't we?
Two bald eagles. We went kayaking.
Yeah.
And we've had these for a while. I don't know if we've talked about them on the show or not.
No.
Anyway, I had my idea of kayaking, of being from the waist down in this little thing going down these rapids.
Going down rapids, and you have to, like, flip yourself over and, to keep from drowning.
And just paddle, 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 like you're basically going down a controlled waterfall.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have to do that to kayak. Where have we been? I don't know why. I mean, we should have figured out that.
I don't think we're the only people that think that, though. I think that anytime you, I think if you just looked up kayaking and that's did an image search on Google, you're going to see people going over waterfalls.
Well, our kayak is more like the lazy river kayak.
Of kayaks, yes.
It's just
it's the old man fishing boat.
It's open. Your legs are open. You can stick them off the side. We go to these local lakes, and you just barely paddle, and you, it's great.
Yes.
It's phenomenal. Yes.
It's so much. I mean, it's all right. There's lily pads everywhere. I mean, it just feels like you're paddling through Animal Planet. It's really spectacular.
We always see fish and wildlife. And, you know, I grew up out on a farm in the country, so I was used to that as a kid. And I love the modern conveniences of living in a city. Even though we're in a city in the middle of Appalachia, it's still a city.
Yes.
I mean, as far as, you know, we don't have a yard to mow and leaves to rake and all that.
No, we do have a hawk in town that I can stand in the window and watch him hunt. He gets pigeons all the time over here.
Yeah.
That's the extent of our wildlife.
Yeah. So I miss nature sometimes. So it is not. These kayaks have been a great excuse for us to get out. Go to a lake, get some nature. So today we go to the lake. Tell them about seeing these beasts.
All right. So we're paddling across the lake, and of course I need to pee. Mm-hmm. The bathrooms are shut when we get to the little beach area.
Right.
So I have to do like the walkabout to find some place that I think might be
squat
safe
and pee.
To squat and pee.
No point.
And about the time I'm peeing on my foot, ladies, you all understand what I'm saying there. I look up and there's this beautiful bald eagle breaking out of the water, like right in front of me. And I'm like, Hank, is that an eagle? I mean, I saw his head.
Yeah. And I saw the same thing. Like it was almost like magical. It was like you said, we didn't see it go into the water, but we saw it come out like a damn submarine.
Yeah.
Break out of the water and then start flying, and it was fucking huge.
Yes, and it was close.
Damn, that thing was huge.
You were sitting under a tree in the shade, and I was up the hill.
I guess he obviously had to have been circling, and where I was under the tree and you were just walking. We just didn't see him dive in, I guess,
no.
Or didn't hear him either.
Mm-mm.
Which that's another interesting thing, that we didn't hear him dive in. But we saw him come out like a rising phoenix.
Yes.
That's got to be some sort of evolutionary awesome thing that you can't even hear that thing.
No.
Dive in. He's so aerodynamic as he goes in the water.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anything go, a bird like that go full on head underwater.
Yeah.
He went
submarine. He went submarine.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was an eagle, and they were hunting. Talking
then we started
about
looking.
Yeah, we were talking about how we both thought they just like sat in a branch and just scoped out the lake and saw the fish.
Yeah.
But it was really muddy because it's rained for 2 weeks straight. So so that lake is it's like coffee. You can't see anything in it very well. So they were flying over the lake.
Right. Well, then we saw fish. Then after we saw this eagle, then we started really looking. Then we found the other one. Mm-hmm. There was two.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there were two. They were beautiful.
And so he came out of the water, and then they were circling. Not really circling is the wrong word. They were like patrolling, like literally like jet fighters over a battle zone.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like a circle, a slow circle, like a buzzard or something like that. I mean, they were zooming across that lake in almost patterns,
like
zooming in and out and around. And then they dive in again. They must have dove in three or four, five times.
Yeah.
Within 15 minutes of when we were watching them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, again, just like a jet plane, just zooming around, and zoom, then straight down, dive into the water for whatever they're trying to get.
Yeah. And we were
it was it was impressive.
Oh, it was amazing. And we just hit it at the right time because there had been some people on the little isolated beach before us. They left as we were pulling in.
Right.
And there was nothing on the water as far as you could see.
Right.
And we watched the eagles. And then as we were, when they quit, we took off. And as we were leaving, that was when everybody was coming to the lake. I am sure that there were no eagles on the lake then.
No, they may be now that everybody's, it's dusk. But yeah, and you know, wherever you're listening to us from, maybe you have eagles all the time, but hell, where we're at, it's rare.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Even though a bald eagle's an American, you know, bird, it's still, we don't see them a lot.
No.
Not here anyway.
I think there are some places that they're very common now, but I think that we're still eagle-less.
I think they made a pretty good comeback.
I think they have too.
So I thought that was pretty impressive as one of my randomness stuff.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. That was amazing. We got to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Let's see. What else here? I'm just going to go through some random notes I've taken over the last few weeks.
Okay.
One was... I made a note about SpongeBob, of all things. But, you know, we watched a few episodes of that when we were at the ski lodge.
Yes.
Just, you know, veggie. Reined in, vegging. How awesome is it that kids now have SpongeBob? I mean, we had Smurfs and some crap like that. But SpongeBob is a million times better.
Oh, yeah.
It's a full-blown production with, I don't know.
Yeah, it has a story.
Even through
kids' eyes.
It has
a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it makes sense. And we were very impressed with SpongeBob.
We were. I'm impressed with SpongeBob. So, yeah, I wanted to bring that up. And so now
we're making SpongeBob jokes sometimes. So.
Yeah. And there's enough adult stuff in it, too. That's another thing. They're getting more creative with these cartoons, throwing in enough adult stuff.
Oh, it's total stoner humor.
It's just definitely no
hiding that.
For sure.
It's awesome.
How much corn have we eaten this summer? We're going to turn into a corn, right?
You are already the corn man, aren't you?
I am. I found that you can toast corn in a toaster oven.
Yeah.
Just like a piece of toast. It takes a while. Takes an hour.
Yes.
But hell, it is delicious. That is the greatest way to eat something halfway healthy I've ever found.
You've been obsessed with corn this summer. Every time, like, it's funny, like, my grocery list.
Corn!
I'm always, like, you know, writing my grocery list down. And Hank, what you need? Corn! And then, like, it's in all caps, CORN, so I can buy him more ears of corn.
Exclamation point.
Eaten, like, your colon's got to either be raw or healthy.
I'm more about healthy. Okay. I don't see how corn could be unhealthy.
Okay.
And I'm not talking adding any butter to it.
Oh, no.
Nothing. I'm talking wash it off, put it in the toaster oven.
And crank it up.
Take it out and eat it when it's warm and toasted. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. It's pretty dang good. You share with me every now and then.
I share with you anytime you want.
You do. You're sweet.
Why, when we were kids, did our parents always just boil it? Just because our parents did?
I think so.
Why didn't somebody get the damn idea?
My parents boiled the taste out of everything. Or scorched it. Like, we've talked about, like, steak always being like shoe leather. It'd break your teeth.
You know, you could probably fry corn, too. I just don't understand why everybody's gotten in the habit of just boiling it.
I don't know.
Boiling it and then put a ton of butter on it. Me too. Yeah. Oh, well, anyway. Oh. Well, now it's getting out of season. Now I'm freaking out.
I know. You're like, where's my corn?
I'm going to be cornless.
I cannot hydroponically grow corn for you.
Damn it. Oh, well. We have been watching American Horror Story.
And it's been so much fun. It's the creepy one called Cult.
Yes. And we're going to see the finale, actually, probably tonight.
Dun, 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 dun. Is it, but, are we on the last one or the last two?
No, it's literally the last one. But a note I was taking was, you know, it must be hell or have been hell to date that Sarah Paulson chick, because she is such a damn good actress and can cry at any moment over anything. Like, I don't know how you ever know if she was fucking with you or if she was really mad or if she, I mean, if she wanted to, she'd be hell to date. I'm just telling you.
Well, she's married to a much older lady.
She's married to a lady?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for her. Well, these lesbian scenes come pretty early. Well, then she's not acting that much then. That just takes away from some of her acting. But she can still cry like nobody's business.
We have laughed about that. Like, the first, what, six episodes were nothing but her crying.
She cries every episode, and it's hilarious.
No, she hasn't cried the last one. She's getting hard
Well, that's because, like, the last one or two, she's got, like, 5 minutes of screen time.
If she's on
screen more than 10 minutes, she's crying. I'll guarantee it. And it's American Horror Story that we're watching. And if anybody
else is on Netflix right now in America, that's what we're watching.
Yeah. If anybody else is watching it, then chime in. You tweet to me or whatever. But, it's been a good little, in a weird way, a little bit of a history lesson, because this cult leader in the show gives lessons to his little cult members about other cults.
I'm not sure if we should take his accounting of history as accurate.
You know what? I know the stories that he's told, and they're extremely accurate.
Are they? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because just coincidentally, we saw, and that's why it's sticking out in my mind. Uh-huh. Like, we saw a different documentary, totally different.
Separate, on
the Charles Manson cult. And that's one of the stories he tells. And then we also just saw one the other night on Jim Jones.
Yeah.
And he just told that story. And he's telling them accurately.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway,
okay.
He reviews those. He reviews the Jim Jones, Jonestown thing. He reviews the Charles Manson thing,
uh-huh.
The Branch Davidian, that thing, that cult leader.
Yeah, David Koresh.
David Koresh. And the Hale-Bopp Comet people. What were their things? Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate cult.
Okay.
But those were like, you mentioned it, that Jonestown thing, like Heaven's Gate, that might have been 10 or 20 people.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the Branch Davidians. Maybe 50, maybe 100 tops.
I'm not sure how many there were.
Jonestown or in the...
Jonestown was 900 and some people.
Yes. That dude got 900 people to drink this poison-ass Kool-Aid with him. And not
trick
them.
That's horrifying.
And they have the video, they have the audio of him on his speaker as he's doing it. That's what we were listening to.
Yeah.
Like, come on, children, get a big cup. You know, just telling them or spurring them on. You know, they won't let us live in peace, but at least we can die in peace. Come on, brothers and sisters, get a big drink of this. Come on.
Yeah, but they were also forcing it down kids' mouths, and I mean, it was
200 kids over 200 kids.
Yeah, I mean, it was horrific.
Yeah. Anyway, so cults. I figured out from this, see this podcast, we could be kind of cultish. If someday shit happens, we're going to take our listeners, form a cult. Here's the first, I figured this out from all my
cult
studies.
What is it with every man I've ever dated that eventually wants to form a cult?
I don't know.
Do I make you all crazy?
Do we want all the sex slaves? I don't know.
What the hell, Hank?
I guess.
I'm like, stop this right here.
All of them seem to have something to do with that. Have you noticed that?
I've noticed that.
Even the like Christian-y ones.
I know. I know.
That Jim Jones dude, he had everybody living in tents out in the jungle. He had a little air-conditioned trailer out there with a concubine going. And this was like religious,
honestly,
Bible
all religion
dude.
Has ever done is crap on women.
I don't know about the cult thing, but here's
cults
what we,
just
but,
like kind of winded up worse.
Well, here's what I figured out about our cult. Here's what we gotta do.
Okay,
one of the steps on every one of these cult things,
mm-hmm.
you gotta get people isolated.
Okay.
You got to get them away from everybody else where you can do the brainwashing, psychological stuff on them. So nobody else can talk to them and say, dude, you're crazy. You need to leave that.
So we're opening up some kind of like crazy compound in Frog-on-Ry, Kentucky for people or what?
Yes. We'll find a place. And here's how we're going to do it. See, I've already thought of this too. Because you have to isolate people. And that's getting harder and harder now with the internet, all that, cell phones. Yeah. So our cult has to be based on getting rid of that stuff. I guess the whole premise, this is brilliant. This is this is good cult stuff. I'm giving some cult guy.
Are you going to convert and become Amish?
Maybe.
Okay.
The Amish are close, and they are a cult.
Yes.
Amish people are a cult. That is a cult. This is kind of like that, except just take it to the next level. Take your Amish people and don't associate with anybody whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on your little ranch, and there you go. There's your cult.
But, it's like the Village?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yes. Kind of like the Village. Yes.
All right.
But you got to get people to give up, like I'm saying, the premise of your cult has to be there's just too much technology, and you can say, like, you have these pseudoscience, the brain wave, the waves of these phones are getting in your head, and it's bad for your memory, and it's bad for your, the Bible says not to do it. We can leech onto the Bible and do something like that about technology and
use some pseudoscience and some pseudo religion.
Yeah. Get everybody to get rid of their cell phones, get rid of their computers, get rid of all that.
Sounds like a vacation to me right now.
Move them onto our little island somewhere. In a lake, on a lake somewhere. And that's it. Then that's our little cult.
Okay.
That's it.
So why are we going to have a cult?
Well, I don't know. I haven't got that far yet.
Okay.
We don't have a motive yet.
Okay.
Or a purpose.
Really, like, I'm just like, no.
Just like the Hellbop Comet people. Like, they had a guy and a girl. They had the girl's name was Doe, right? I forget the guy's name.
I wasn't paying that much attention there.
Well, there was a guy and a girl leader of that cult.
Okay.
So that'd be us.
I have got to honestly say that I have never actually wanted to be a cult leader. This
I really don't either.
Has never been a goal.
No, I don't guess so. I guess not. If we're going to.
I'm a little concerned.
Well, maybe it should be.
Maybe I should.
Maybe I've got a cult going you don't know about.
There's so much crap like that in the news right now. Please. Please no, Hank.
How about this lady? Lived with her mother's decomposing body for months to, quote, see the stages of death.
Dang.
She wasn't, and that was her quote. But what does she mean, see the stages of death? She's seeing the stages of decomposition.
Decomposition is what she's seeing.
So, speaking of,
they're quoting her, though. Let's see what she says. Yeah, what's in this article? Well, this is a surprise. Yuck.
This is apparently from AOL, which, who the hell, how is AOL even still anything?
Yeah.
You remember that from dial-up, the first internet?
Yeah, that sound.
Right. Anyway, they're still around, I guess. Alex Lasker, L-A-S-K-E-R, Lasker.
Lasker
from AOL.com dug this up. Uh-huh. North Carolina arrested a woman. She had been living with her 93-year-old mother's body for months. They don't say how many months, so obviously by months, it's got to be more than two or more than one. Anyhow.
Oh, did the neighbors, like, complain and smell, or what?
I think they finally called when people would call for her mom, and she kept making excuses that, oh, she's busy, oh, she's in the shower, oh, she can't come to the phone, blah, blah, blah. And then people knocking, saying, oh, she's taking a nap, she's doing this. And finally somebody got tired of it, I think called the police and said, listen.
This woman's disappeared.
Something going on over there.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if she's still cashing her checks. And
That's exactly what's going on. And it's funny you said that because there's a picture of her. They don't say that in this story, but that's obviously exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Her dad and mom was still getting checks delivered to the house from Social Security and all that crap.
Yeah, or direct deposited, something like that. So, yeah. Okay. And save on burial expenses. Where'd she put her?
You know, it doesn't say.
That's all right. AOL. That's not really the best article.
It's a, well, it's a short little blurb article, but I mean, but still, like people do the nuttiest damn things. What the hell,
man? That's bad. I can't even begin to imagine on the worst day saving a body, let alone your mom. That's gross.
Donna Sue Hudgens. 69, felony concealment of death after a strange encounter. That's the
An odd law.
Actually, after the strange encounter is probably, they've just written that in. Felony concealment of death, I guess.
Okay.
But that's how the sentence reads. Charged with felony concealment of death after a strange encounter at a local funeral home, led officers to search the home. So that's the charge, concealment of death.
Well, they're not charging her with murder, just...
concealment of death. Mm-hmm. That's an odd phrase.
That's an what else odd is it? That you have to have a law.
You know, all these dumb laws that are on the books, and people are like, oh, that's dumb. Why do we have to have a law for everything? Because
if you don't, people leave their mom rotting in a bed somewhere and cash their Social Security checks.
Yes. You have to have a law against people not fucking goats because people fuck goats if you don't have a law against it.
Yes.
People do it anyway, but at least if there's a law, you might deter somebody.
Thank you. That is the argument for, like, so much.
Right?
Yes.
So all these dumb laws, guess what? There's a reason that law was created.
Yes. Yes. Yes, people. And we are living in the area of the... good old U.S. of A. where that shit happens.
Oh, well. Yeah, North Carolina, that's part of Appalachia.
Yep.
This lady looks not happy.
No. She's not happy about her mugshot at all.
No. Wow. So, I've got that one.
Uh-huh.
This one was something that got you riled up earlier this week. So Oh, yeah. You know that. This is from a school. Where was this one at? Was it in North Carolina, too? No, Tennessee. It was somewhere in the South.
It's another Appalachia.
Well, again, I hate to say it. It's in that Bible Belt kind of. It would just make sense to be in Tennessee. Let's just face it. It could be in Kentucky. Anywhere in the South, you'd guess this is where this would happen.
Yes.
This assistant principal is putting out a video to his students.
Uh-huh.
And as I start the video, he's talking about, and I'll pause it here some.
Uh-huh.
As he starts here, he's talking about guys wearing athletic shorts. And apparently that's against the dress code.
Uh-huh.
Like even if they come down below your knees... a guy isn't supposed to wear athletic shorts.
Okay.
I guess you could wear khakis or those kind of shorts, but just not athletic shorts.
Uh-huh.
Which, right off the bat, does that make any fucking sense whatsoever? If you have a piece of fabric that goes down below your knees and one's, quote, athletic shorts and the others are... non-athletic shorts? What the hell does it matter?
I don't know.
I don't either. But that's what he's talking about here first.
We need to make sure athletic shorts. And I know, boys, you're thinking, you know, I don't understand why it's not fair. Athletic shorts go past your knees. I didn't make the rules. Well, I kind of did. But that's the rules.
So he's almost like,
that's the rules. I kind of did, but that's the rules.
Right. So already.
And it's because of girls.
So already he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't said the girl thing yet. But yeah. So he's making. Yeah. He's questioning his own idiots. He's such an idiot. He's making an argument against himself in his own video. That makes no sense.
I know. I can't believe somebody posted this.
He posted it.
I know.
Oh, you mean, yeah, I know.
I mean, it's the dumbest shit I've done. I'm sorry. Yeah, everybody knows Petra's opinion, no.
Stick to, and that doesn't mean that you can wear athletic shorts. So everybody who's going, well, I got a detention for wearing athletic shorts, that's what you're going to get. And if you don't serve it, you're going to do a Saturday school. So just don't wear them. And if you really want someone to blame, blame the girls, because they pretty much ruin everything.
Why do you blame girls for that? He's the one that's made this dumb rule that even if they're athletic shorts, you can't wear them even if they come down past your knee. Where would he even possibly have gotten, well, blame girls for that? Like, he's the one that made the rule, right?
Yeah. I'm just shaking my head because it's kind of like, wow, you finally figured out what we've been ranting and raving about.
It's just unbelievable, yeah. These people.
Ruin the dress code. They ruin, well, ask Adam. Look at Eve. It's really all you really get to get to, okay? You can really go back to the beginning of time. So.
The beginning of time. Just this is Adam the vice principal, and he thinks time began at Adam and Eve.
This is, is Adam and Eve ruined it somehow. Think it's that damn Eve's fault that you can't wear your athletic shorts to school.
I want to reach through and bitch slap this guy.
Like, the more I listen to it, it literally makes no sense.
No, it's rambling of a crazy person.
Like, I kept trying to get something out of this. Like, well, girl shorts, and well, you let the girls wear shorts, and they wore them too short, and blah, blah, blah. He doesn't even go there. He just literally makes no sense.
He just goes straight to, yeah.
Anyway.
It'll be like that the rest of your life. Get used to it. Just keep your mouth shut. Suck it up. Follow the rules. All right. Speaking of girls and boys, PDA. We're gonna need to limit that. We're going to need to limit that a little bit. Just take that down a notch. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Or 10. All right. Save some for the honeymoon. It'll be fine. So no kissing and hugging in the halls. We've seen enough. And, on your own time, I really wouldn't do that either on your own time, but... Yeah, you know, as long as it's not on my time, I'm not going to be there hovering over you watching, and I'm not subjected to it. So, anyway.
Anyway, the rest of it's rambling. But mm-hmm. That main first part was what I was.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what got him fired. He was fired the next day after this.
Bye, Felicia.
Oh, what an idiot. This was in Yahoo Lifestyle, written by Elise Soleil. That's what I'm going with. Yeah. So, he got fired for that. That's what we're dealing mm-hmm. with in our dumb society. But at least we fired his ass.
Thankfully. Hopefully he's not back to work next month.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. We got so much evidence of people being idiots now. They film themselves. They put it out there.
On social media, they feel like they're entitled to a platform to perform their, I don't know.
And it's weird how this
racist, vile, nasty inner monologues to everyone.
Well, isn't it interesting that this stuff is like just bubbling below the surface in these people. Kind of like you were saying with Stacy's mom. Like I was going to say, like somebody mentions a black car and that leads to her discussion of black people.
Like it
must be just bubbling under there all the time.
Ready
just
to erupt like a damn pimple.
Yeah. And with him, Adam and Eve, church stuff, like, it must be just all the time, just bubbling, just ready at any time to come to the surface inappropriately or whatever.
That is a man that hates women. He hates everything to do with women. That is a straight man that hates women.
I'm sure he's not.
I mean, he's as abusive as heck to somebody. If it's not physical, it's verbal.
I'm quite sure he would like his female to be at home, mm-hmm. not working, very traditional Christian-y. Mm-hmm. And that's fine if he wants
don't
to do that.
Don't question him. Don't, yeah.
You know, if you can find somebody and that's what you want, that's great. But you can just tell bubbling under the surface that's...
Yeah, right? And he's in a position of authority over people's children.
And the other
Well, thing, he's not now.
Yeah, right. And speaking of this bubbling under the surface stuff, we've been going to, like, every Wednesday a little... Oh, a group of people go around to our local businesses and learn the back, how they work.
Yeah.
That's how we went to prison a few weeks ago. We had that episode. But it's interesting seeing a little groups of people. I'm not used to being around groups of people. Really, some of this is bringing up stuff from even like college.
Uh-huh.
When you're in a classroom with a forced group of people.
Yes.
Like, we don't have that a lot now.
No, we're pretty free to do what we want.
Well, some of these people in our group are just fucking pissing me off, frankly.
Ooh, okay.
Like, well, I don't know. Maybe that's a little strong. Mm-hmm. They're irritating me. How about that?
Okay.
One is the dude that asks a question every damn time. And he literally has some kind of mental thing. Because mm-hmm. now when somebody gives a little presentation,
uh-huh.
and we're talking local people in the community
yeah.
at a soup kitchen or something. We're not yeah. talking PowerPoint, intricate
yeah.
whatevers. This guy at the end of every single person who speaks has to say something. Sometimes yeah. it's not even a question. Sometimes it's just a, because obviously any guy that speaks will say, okay, does anybody have any questions?
Mm-mm.
This guy at this point knows that people are aggravated at him. He's getting dirty looks from a lot of people.
Is he really?
Yes. Like, he's to the point now where when they say, oh, does anybody have any questions? He will look around the class
uh-huh.
and say, I just can't help it. You know, if you marketed this a little better, you know, nobody knows about this. I think you could do this better if you, you know, got a Facebook page and maybe got the word out. But
I must have missed that one. But
you missed last Wednesday, so yeah, that's when yeah, I'm yeah. noticing this more.
Okay.
But he's apologizing, like he knows he cannot help.
Yeah.
But ask a question, and he looks around for everybody, and then apologizes, and then asks the question anyway, or states.
You know what? I this is funny because I love this guy. Okay, I know exactly who you're talking about, and I feel like he does a great job of. Bragging on everybody because we've been to the soup kitchen and the you know homeless shelter and you know just all kinds of places like this, and he's very warm and thank you for what you're doing for the community, and he asks them questions to get them to tell about you know the best aspects of the program. He asks very insightful questions, and I don't have to ask those questions. Nobody else does because you can count on him asking.
Yeah.
I'm like. He's the mouthpiece for the group. That's really what I kind of can. And yes, he is compelled. And that's perfectly fine with me because I feel like he's doing it great. I'm like,
well, that's
yeah.
good. I'm glad you're
like, I'm very cool with him.
Well, and again, you're right as far as he's not meaning it like in a mean way. But it's just irritating as fuck.
Well, we got two guys who are doing that. And there's one. The one that's had the hip replacement, he's actually a very nice guy. I like him.
They're both
the
nice
other,
people.
The other guy, he's more New Englandish, and I think he can come off as being a little bit brusque.
Well, at some point, I don't know. They're not trying to be jerks, but at some point, it is jerkish to do that every single time. There are times when somebody gives a little teeny 5 minute. Here's what I do. I read to children during the day. I'm at the library. Anybody have any questions? Just shut the fuck up and go to the next place. Or if you do have a question, just ask them as you're leaving. Like every question doesn't have to be to the whole audience. Like we've tracked down people before as we were leaving, like, hey, you know, just wondering what's that button do?
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's something that the whole crowd doesn't give a shit what the button does.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So, and like I said, he's getting dirty looks from other people too. There's a couple of people.
I hadn't noticed that.
I'll show you the people starting to give him looks because they're starting to, as soon as somebody stops talking now and says, All right. Does anybody have any questions?
It may really be an honest to God, some kind of personality tick that he can't help it.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So there's that guy in our group that's unbelievable. And here's another thing. Speaking of this, this is what ties in with this assistant principal and the and the religion bubbling under, just dying to stick it in your face.
Let me tell you.
You want to tell this story?
No,
this
guy? You go, you go.
Well, it's just a guy in our group, and it seems, and again, it's not the end of the world, for God's sakes. Nobody's missing any limbs. Nobody's in a foxhole in Vietnam over this. But every time when something's catered in to eat, like the last time that we had a little thing at the library, and there was a little buffet set out of food, and the people basically said, okay, you know, buses are unloaded, you know, the food's over there, just help yourself. So everybody starts standing up, starts making their way towards the food. This one guy, and you can tell, he's like freaking out.
Like you have to pray first.
If you don't, right. You have to pray first. Like he's like, okay, if you guys wouldn't, maybe just before we get to food, would I'll just say a blessing real quick. Father, thank you for this food. Like there's no option. Like as far as like
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like people are in line. They've already stood up. All that stuff. He thinks he's being Mr. Good Samaritan, leading this group in prayer. When half of us just don't give a shit. Like, really? Can we just get in line and get our damn burrito? And could you just shut the fuck up?
Can I start wearing my pinnacle around my neck?
Fuck. And again, it's not the end of the world, like I said. And I go back and forth. I'm like, well, maybe I just didn't worry about it so much. But then at the same time, it's a bit egotistical, don't you think?
I've always kind of hated that, but you know, I go back and forth on it sometimes too, because it's like, I don't want, that's fine, but like, if you want to pray, pray. Don't make me.
Right. You mentioned this the other day. There's somebody in the group that does that.
Yeah.
Even before he gets his food, you can tell he kind of like bows his head, shuts his eyes for about 5 seconds and eats.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Nobody has a problem with that.
Yeah.
Why do you have to make me do it?
Exactly. You know.
but this one guy, and it happened, he's every time we go, this thing and lunch is served or some snack is served, he thinks it is his obligation, and he will burn in hell if he doesn't stop everybody. And there's 40 people in this group, by the way. This isn't like...
Yeah, it's not a small group. It's a big group.
He thinks he is the moral
backbone
in charge of this group, and he, by hell, is going to make us pray before we eat, no matter what.
I'm surprised you didn't, like, knock people down to get there first so that you could, like, get an unblessed bite in.
I want this heathen food. Damn it. I'm going to close my – I'm going to put fingers in my ears. Yeah.
We're awful.
So we're like everybody else. We conform. I'll sit there and bow my head and, you know.
Oh, God. I get –
do a little prayer to whoever. I mean, I kind of believe in a God, but I just don't believe in the whole – you know, we've went over this before in the show.
Yeah.
We're certainly not religious to the point I'm going to be – praying to Jesus every time I eat.
Well, right now at the park, they've got they've given the church kids all these buckets of chalk. So like, there's just all of the come
sidewalks,
to Jesus on the sidewalk everywhere.
Everywhere you step.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I they have a right to express themselves, but sometimes I feel like, you know, that's a public park.
It is a public park.
That
when you get right
feels
down to
a
it.
Little weird when I'm walking there.
I wish someday, and it's not going to be our lifetime, maybe it'll never be, because just the nature of human beings, this I'm right and you're wrong and I've got some sort of authority, or and I'm in some position where I can make you do what I want you to do. But wouldn't it be great if, honestly, ever some kind of thing where, like, maybe before ball games or before anything, you just said, okay, take a few moments to meditate. Or we're going to take a few moments.
Moment of silence.
A moment of silence before we eat. Okay, let's eat.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Just something that acknowledges that not everybody is Christian or not everybody does this or that. Just, you know, our city council, every local government around here prays before they meet.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's legal.
I don't either.
I mean, and it's full blown with a preacher.
Yeah.
All right, everybody stand up and pray. And they're praying to Jesus.
And you better fucking stand up and pray in these situations because of community pressure.
Yeah. But it's odd.
Yeah. And that's why I love these, especially I've seen several, you know, old white veterans kneeling during the anthem in protest. And it takes so much guts to do that.
Yeah, and we're going down a road here, so
yeah,
we'll go down it a little bit. Yeah. But
I've seen several though. I've seen several pictures. I've never seen anyone around here
because we've talked about it several times. My only issue with these NFL players is just the effect on their employer that they're doing it at work. As far as your right to kneel or burn a flag or whatever, however you want to protest, I'm 100% for that, for anybody's right to protest how you want to protest, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else.
The history of protest has always been property damage. We began our country with throwing other people's shit in the Boston Harbor.
Well, I suppose. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't agree with, you know, violence. And it sucks to have property damaged, but it's not exactly killing the NFL.
Well, again, let's not get into this.
Yeah.
We're talking about just having a society.
I'm not upset. I'm just not agreeing with you. That's all.
Right. No, that's right. I'm just bringing it up that we do have a little bit of a disagreement on that. But wouldn't it be great just to have a society where you just had a moment of silence, for example, something that just recognized that, hey, we all are praying to different people and some people not praying at all. Can we just do that instead of forcing everybody to pray to Jesus?
Absolutely.
Or if you live in Pakistan, everybody has to bow to Allah or whatever it is. Like, wouldn't it be great to have a society that people actually respected
each other and each other's
religions and all
faith,
that.
Whatever it was.
So that's where I was leading from this stupid principle and all that stuff. It'd be nice, right?
It would be, but at the base of every one of these religions is I'm right, you're wrong, everybody else is going to die, go to hell.
I know. That is,
I mean, that's how it's built.
There must be.
Like this exclusionary principle. Like we are a group, a tribe, and we're better than you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's, it generally is we're better than you. But then more than anything, it's we're right and you're wrong. Basically, we're right. We have all the answers. We know what's going to happen when you die. If you don't believe the way we believe, something really bad is going to happen to you when you die. That's usually, it's we're right, you're wrong. That's what I hate. I hate that because they don't fucking know.
No.
They don't know any more than anybody else knows.
Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. Tell them where they can find us, Miss
Petra.
All right.
They can find us and other deep philosophical questions and answers at chillbillynerdtalk.com.
You know what? That was good. We did some philosophizing tonight, and I like that. That's what
that
I want.
Fun, wasn't it?
I've told you I like this hour or so that me and you sit down every few weeks. We don't have, you know, we're not on our cell phones, we're not looking at, you're not looking at Pinterest, I'm not on my Facebook page,
nothing,
right?
But like, yeah, well, like it's show and tell for us,
right?
And things that we found that are exciting.
Any electronic stuff is like me reading shows or, you know, reading stories to talk to Petra about.
Yeah. If I've got my iPad, it's to look up an article.
Right, and that's refreshing.
Yeah.
This is our version of the dinner table.
It is.
When we were kids. I like it.
Because we don't have a dinner table.
No, we don't.
We don't. We're awesome like that.
So you're on Pinterest.
Huh? Yes. I'm on Pinterest. You're on Facebook. Actually, you're on Twitter much more than
I'm
Facebook.
On Twitter way more than Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. And, you know, I found a neat little thing today, too, I'm going to ask our last few weeks. I'm going to ask our listeners to do. People that like the show, and obviously you guys, we have a decent fan base. There is a little share button on the episode, at least on iPhones. I assume if iPhones have it, everybody has it. On the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little icon for to share the show. And you can share that show even by, like, text message to somebody.
Oh.
And you send a text message, and it's a link. It has everything. The show logo, playing it right out of iTunes on it's a great way to share stuff. So, yeah.
We ought to do a dorky show and then ask listeners to like prank somebody that they know by sending that show to them.
Well, I think that's right now. If you've got some churchy religious person that's
if you've got
aggravating
somebody
you,
that you really want to tick off.
Who's really churchy, religious, they pray at everything. And I don't expect everybody else to pray. By the way, I don't mind if people pray.
I don't want to get any tweets about that bullshit.
You pray to whoever you want to pray to. Just don't make
me
pray.
Whoever you want to pray to, as long as no kids, old people, or animals are hurt in the process.
That's right. You pray, you do whatever you want. As long as that's going on. So you're on Pinterest, and that's how we can share the show. I'm on Twitter quite a bit. And hillbillynerdtalk.com.
Yes.
It's also a fun little place to...
Under all of our old episodes.
Share shows. You do some show notes. All of our old shows are there. It's nice.
It's a stroll through memory lane for us.
It is.
All right, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.